DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Karl Holm in Bonn. At least five people have been killed in an insurgent attack on a logistics company providing services to the NATO-led coalition forces in Afghanistan. A suicide bomber rammed his explosive-laden car into the gate of the company's compound in Kabul, while others launched an attack with assault weapons. Kabul's police chief said four Nepalese and one Afghan guard were killed. He said the Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. Fugitive former U.S. intelligence contractor Edward Snowden has applied for asylum in more than 20 countries, including Germany. European nations are demanding answers about Snowden's allegations of U.S. spying on global communications. Snowden has been camped out at Moscow's international airport for more than a week as he seeks to avoid extradition to the United States on espionage charges. On Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin offered Snowden asylum on the condition that he stops leaking intelligence information. Snowden has accused the Obama administration of trying to prevent him from exercising his right to seek asylum. In a statement on the WikiLeaks website, Snowden said U.S. President Barack Obama ordered Vice President Joe Biden to pressure the leaders of countries from which he has requested asylum to deny his petitions. The Egyptian army has given President Mohamed Morsi until Wednesday afternoon to step down and make way for early elections. Morsi's Islamist government has rejected the army's ultimatum, saying it would continue with its own plan for national reconciliation. On Monday, hundreds of thousands of Egyptians took to the streets to demand the Islamist president's resignation and early elections. Morsi's opponents greeted the military statement, broadcast on state television with cheers and applause. The Muslim Brotherhood, on whose platform Morsi won Egypt's first freely contested presidential election in June last year, earlier said that it would consider the army's demands. In Iraq, a suicide bomber has attacked the funeral of an Iraqi soldier inside a Shiite mosque, killing at least 22 people. Police said the death toll could rise because people remained trapped beneath the rubble. A separate suicide bombing in a coffee shop in a Shiite district of the city of Bakuba, about 50 kilometers northeast of Baghdad, killed at least five more people. No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. According to the latest United Nations casualty figures, the number of people killed in militant attacks across Iraq reached 761 in June. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Portugal's finance minister, Vítor Gaspar, responsible for the country's reforms under its EU-IMF bailout, has resigned as discontent mounts under austerity measures. Treasury Secretary Maria Luís Albuquerque, who has managed the country's privatization efforts, is to replace Gaspar. Gaspar said in his resignation letter that his credibility as finance minister had been undermined due to numerous payment defaults on Portugal's €78 billion EU-IMF bailout package. The European Union's Economic Affairs Commissioner, Olli Rehn, called on Portugal late Monday to stick with its reforms. Last week, the National Statistics Agency said the country's first quarter budget deficit was at 10.6% of economic output. Portugal is supposed to squeeze the deficit down to 5.5% of GDP this year. In Hong Kong, tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets to demand democratic reforms. Protesters endured torrential rain and strong winds to chant slogans denouncing the Chinese Communist Party and calling for the resignation of the city's Beijing-backed leader. The protest fell on the 16th anniversary of Hong Kong's return to Chinese control. And turning to sport news now, in tennis at Wimbledon, Germany's Sabine Lisicki has eliminated defending champion Serena Williams in the fourth round. Lisicki beat Williams 2-1, bringing the American's 34-match winning streak to an end. And in the men's tennis, world number one Novak Djokovic gained entry to the quarterfinals, ousting Germany's Tommy Haas in the fourth round. Karl Holm, Deutsche Welle News.